When Stefan Falke picks up a camera, he's struck with a bolt of invincibility. To get the perfect shot, he plants his tall, broad-shouldered frame mere inches from the wheels of oncoming traffic. We're in the commercial heart of Ciudad Juarez, the Mexican border city across from El Paso, Texas.
Hands in the back. Nice.
On this cold January morning, his subject is a fellow photographer who smiles behind red lipstick and soft, wavy hair. Her name is Monica Lozano, and she poses before black and white images of faces glued to the concrete supports of a city overpass. The collection of photos is her own work.
This is urban art, and the intention is for people to interact with it, definitely.
The happy faces in the photos are scribbled with mustaches, teardrops, and blacked-out teeth. Lozano attempts to showcase this gritty city in a rosy light, something not everybody agrees with. The last 4 years unleashed a horror show of drug-related violence in Juarez. One morning, residents awoke to find a murdered corpse hanging from this very overpass. It's a time locals like Lozano won't easily forget.
I could see the people around me and how they were changing, how there was this wall going on top, on front of their eyes. It was very, very difficult to see the people that you love being taken by the fear.
We're now driving to downtown Juarez to shoot more pictures. On a wide boulevard, we pass a Walmart, a Starbucks, and large shopping centers. Coming from his home in Brooklyn, this wasn't exactly the kind of border city Stefan Falke expected.
Many people in the U.S. have no idea whatsoever about these cities. I mean, they think there's nothing here. There's dirt roads and donkeys and tequila and shootings, and they have no idea that there are modern cities.
Falke has photographed dozens of artists from Tijuana to Matamoros. He's photographed drama teachers, sculptors, poets, and even passionate piñata makers. They are his window into the border, a region that has always fascinated Falke. He grew up in post-World War II Germany, just 60 miles from the Berlin Wall. Now, he's come face to face with a different wall, the one that divides the U.S. from Mexico.
That I asked him, an artist in El Paso, said, where are you from? He said, from La Frontera, because people see this as their own country almost. And it really is. I mean, it's at times not Mexico, not America. It's a mix of everything.
In the bustling historic center of Juarez, we meet Falke's next subject, a muralist known by locals as Melo. He's a lanky, good-natured 28-year-old who drives an old turquoise minivan. We climb inside and take off again.
Well, here is my hood. It's like you're now in my territory.
Okay. Up ahead, a gaudy mural spelling Melo's name is graffitied across a long wall. It marks the beginning of his neighborhood, a triangular city block south of downtown. Life's been rough here. Melo can count off 20 friends and neighbors murdered since 2007. He paints over the pain in strokes of vivid blue, zesty orange, and radiant green.
Yeah, I'm trying to paint all the block. I have the permission of the neighbors because they know my work and they love colors too.
Border artists like Melo are reclaiming spaces once lost to violence. In a way, they are also historians, telling the stories of their communities as they've lived them. With his project, photographer Stefan Falke is helping those stories reach an audience far beyond the border. In Ciudad Juarez, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.